Here's a thought about keepers. Imagine that you are a baseball player. When you step up to the plate with your bat, you're considered an incredible success if you hit 40% of the time. That's amazing. Back when I was beginning photography, my initial thinking was that if I went out with a roll of 36 exposure in my 35mm camera, that I should get 36 pictures. Well, I quickly learned the error of that way of thinking, and eventually modified that number so that if I had one good picture in a roll of 36 exposures, I would consider that a successful roll. That's 2.8%. We photographers but just about scrape the bottom of the barrel when it comes to percentage of success in our efforts. Just for grins, I went and looked at my Lightroom catalog, which now has well over 100,000 images in it, and I counted the number of those raw captures that I'm actually using in a finished project of one kind or another so far. 2.2%. That's it. But even so, I consider that quite a success. I think maybe, you know, from my youth when it was 2.8%, I'm now down to 2.2%. Maybe I'm just getting pickier in my old age and my standards have raised. At least, I hope that's what it means. I hope it doesn't mean I'm getting worse. The thing about photography is that so many photographers put so much emphasis on the capture, which, you know, is appropriate, I suppose. But when you look at these kind of statistics, what you quickly realize is that the capture is one thing, but where the rubber meets the road for photography is in the editing process. Which images you choose to complete and finish and use in a project or an exhibition or mat and frame and hang on the wall. Photography is a lot more about editing than most photographers realize. And of course, photographers rarely did editing and sequencing and image selection when it came to publication. National Geographic photographers would simply send in their undeveloped rolls of film to National Geographic headquarters, and they would develop them, and some editor would select which images were going to be used in a story. The photographer did nothing but capture. But that doesn't work for you and me. We really need to become excellent at editing our own work. And that's not a skill I see being taught very much. I don't ever recall seeing a workshop in the last 5 years or so that was called How to Edit Your Own Photographs. I'm sure there are some, I'm just not familiar with them. But you would think that it's such an important part of photography that we would find editing workshops everywhere, because it's a skill we need to learn, and probably not a skill most photographers are born with any more than they're born with an understanding of apertures and shutter speeds and ISO ratings and all the rest of that. We know there are certain things we have to learn, and it would seem to me that learning how to edit down to our keepers is not only important, but maybe one of the best ways to identify our mistakes and learn in the process.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.